This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
Hi, welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. We've got a great show coming your way this hour. We welcome to our studios a singer-songwriter who used to be recording as C, but now she's known as Car Astor. And her latest album is called Don't Stop, Don't Speak. We've got a lot of speaking to do. We'll be talking to Car Astor about her new album, her tour, and what the future holds. So hang around. You are tuned to Border Crossings. Here's Car Astor on The Voice of America.
We're playing games, moving the pieces, becoming secrets, and we can't talk about it. Call me names like we've been lovers, but I'm the other girl. That's what I like about it. You touch my with your girlfriend, yeah, your girlfriend. I don't wanna hear about it. If you're gonna get back with your girlfriend, yeah, your girlfriend. I don't wanna hear about it. If you're gonna get back with your girlfriend. Every day you change your picture. Are you still with her? Don't wanna live without it. When we play, but I'm addicted. That's what you like about it. You touch my hand under the table. You want my love, but you know I'm not able. If you're gonna get back with your girlfriend, yeah, your girlfriend. Shows in your bed. Do you think she'd leave you instead? What would she do if she knew what you said? That you were shows in your bed. Do you think she'd leave you instead? Yeah, your girlfriend. Yeah, your girlfriend. I know that you think about me. Even if you get back with your girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. On our show today, in our studios here in D.C., Car Astor, who is on tour for a brand new song and a new album that's coming up in the near future. Welcome to D.C.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, first question, I was looking, your name is Carly, and Car would make sense to be short for Carly. Last name, sounds very Italian.
I am very Italian, so that does work, but I also feel really connected to being a Gemini. And
me too.
You're a Gemini too?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is going to be great. So the Gemini twins are Castor and Pollux. So I took Castor but took off the C because I just thought it sounded better.
Car Astor. I like that. But yeah, you also had a different name when
I
you first
did.
Started.
I know.
To further complicate things, you were called C.
Yeah, so I picked that when I was naive and 17 years old and was like, it doesn't matter if people can't Google me. And
well, C would come up a lot if you Google that.
Yeah, so I mean, I loved the name and I felt good about it, but I also just grew a lot as a person. And I was like, I want what people call me in my real life to be my name, which is Car, and I felt really connected to that. And I felt like C was kind of a cover up for me being afraid to like be in the front, mm-hmm. if that makes sense at all.
Sure, sure.
So
there's a lot of people
that use
another identity. Even Beyonce, you know, has Sasha Fierce. So everybody changes a little bit along the way.
Yeah, I think people have to go through changes. It's healthy. Mm-hmm.
Have you changed your music with each new name?
I have a constant battle internally of wanting to be a pop rock artist or a folk artist. So I'm still going through that battle now. But my music, I think, still is very, like, in its singer-songwriter roots. But I would say the new stuff is a little more rock-based mm-hmm. with some pop stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that the business is more singles-oriented,
mm-hmm.
You can probably get away with doing whatever you want. You can do country, you can do pop, rock, whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what's so great now is that there's, like, a freedom with everyone releasing music. Mm-hmm. And you're right. With singles, you can just kind of keep changing.
Mm-hmm. And so you're from Long Island
mm-hmm.
and still living in Long Island?
Yeah.
And touring the world right now? Is this an international tour, just a U.S. tour?
I've just been in the U.S. so far, but I'm hoping with the new stuff that we have plans to hit some other areas.
All right. Well, you're here with your guitar.
I am.
Which means you're going to play for us.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to hear some music. So
Thank
if you, you wouldn't mind, we'd like to hear something. What are you going to sing first?
This one's called Closed Eyes Open. It's off my first EP, Ties.
Okay. And you wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is all original.
Mm-hmm. All original.
And so what is this song about? What was the inspiration?
This song is probably my most personal one, or one of them. And I was with someone at the time who was really suicidal. And this is about me kind of struggling to grasp that and knowing that I can't really change how they're feeling, but like feeling so afraid about it.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, kind of a heavy way to start the show right now. Sorry about that.
No problem. Car Astor, go for it.
Here we go. Head on your chest, breathing you in. Tracing my hands over your skin. Silent outside, screaming within. Words aren't enough to stop the motions. Take away the pain, cause I see every day. Are you alright, baby? Hold tight. Pushing towards the fame, am I pushing you away? It's alright, baby? Hold tight. Stay awake till the day. I don't wanna close my eyes, my eyes, my eyes, my eyes. Stay awake till you say goodbye. I don't wanna close my eyes. Steamy to sheets, we lay in the moonlight. Fighting the lies and serpent eyes. Take away the pain, cause I see it every day. Alright, baby, hold tight. Pushing towards a fame, am I pushing you? Is it alright, baby? Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Very personal.
Yeah.
I could see you get lost in the words and kind of lose yourself a little bit there.
Yeah. It's like an important one to me. So.
Bring some stuff up back to the surface.
It always does. I feel like when you get into like a song and really can put yourself in that place, it just is, it's hard to relive it if it's honest, the song in the first
And
place.
Listening to your voice, I don't know if anybody's ever said this, but
you
sound... To me, anyway, like I hear a lot of Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
Do you know what's so funny? I honestly didn't listen to the Cranberries a ton growing up, but my parents did a little bit, and then everyone started saying I sounded like her, and then I got really into them, like after the fact.
You're a self-invented musician? I mean, this is, you didn't have lessons. Nobody
no.
put you into classical music or something. You just kind of.
I honestly can't even read music well.
Really?
It's just like something that I fell into and just have like done since I was little.
That's a talent.
Thank you.
A God-given talent to be able to do that.
Thank you.
You taught yourself to play drums.
Mm-hmm.
You list your drums as your first instrument.
It is.
That's your favorite of all the instruments?
Right now, I love singing and guitar and bass. I really can't even pick one, but the drums were my first instrument and were my primary one for a long time.
And so do you still play drums when you do your show?
I want to with my upcoming live show. Right now, I'm doing a lot of solo shows just to, like, kind of showcase my voice and, like, just, like, the songs. But once I have my full band put together, I kind of want to do an intro on the drums.
You can get one of those loop pedals and put some guitar on
yeah,
it and then sit at the
I
drums.
Yeah, I could do a loop pedal thing. That'd
there
be cool,
go.
Too. Yeah.
Kara Astor is with us. And any plan for the next album, time frame-wise?
The next album, I have an EP ready or songs for an EP, so I'm kind of figuring out how to release that. And I'm actually going back into the studio next week to work on the rest of the record. So,
well, you've got
we'll
6
see.
Million YouTube followers, a million Spotify streams, and the numbers are getting bigger and bigger. So the demand for your music is going to continue to grow and increase.
That's the hope, yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's got to be there. And who are you modeling yourself after? Because looking at, you know, I see a lot. I just had BB Rex on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the platinum hair, and a lot of the singers are doing this look now. So who do you, when you say, or is this something you just came up with on your own? And
honestly,
they're copying you.
I've had blonde hair for a really long time, but one of my biggest inspirations was Gwen Stefani. So I feel like I look up to her a ton, probably.
Mm. And who are your other inspirations?
Oh, gosh. Right now, Jeff Buckley, probably one of my favorites. And I grew up, the first band that I really loved was Paramore. So just like a lot of female-fronted bands. Been really into the Cranberries, as we talked about. So
I saw you like Coldplay, too.
I do like Coldplay and Radiohead. Love them both.
Wow. So quite a diverse taste of music.
Yeah, I just like good songs. So if it's a good song, I'm into it, whatever it is.
That's great. That's excellent. Well, this is a great time to be a female singer. Anytime's a great time to be a female singer, but especially now.
Mm-hmm.
This past year has been huge for Dua Lipa, and you know, the list goes on and on and on about everybody making an impact. I mentioned BB Rexha and Ariana Grande, and the list goes on and on and on. And so we're going to add you know, you to that list. Kara Astor's going to be on that list as well.
That would be great.
And so, I love your sound, your voice. And I'm eager to hear the next song.
Yeah, I'm excited to play the next one. Going to do Girlfriend, I think.
Oh, that's the new single, the latest single.
That is the new single.
Okay, and so this is going to be on the new album or EP when it comes out?
Yes, definitely.
And any idea on when or... Because we were talking off air, and you don't have a name.
I don't have an exact date yet, but the newest single is going to be coming very soon. I just don't have the exact date.
All right. Well, this is Girlfriend, though.
Yeah, this is Girlfriend.
All right, here we go.
Great.
This is Kara Astor, who's joining us on Border Crossings today. Are you performing in D.C.?
I'm not, actually.
Oh, you're just passing through?
Doing some stuff today. Yeah,
right,
running
okay.
around a little bit. Here we go. We're playing games, moving the pieces, becoming secrets, and we can't talk about it. Call me names like we've been lovers, but I'm the other girl. That's what I like about it. You touched my hand under the table. with your girlfriend. Yeah, your girlfriend. I don't wanna hear about it if you're gonna get back with your girlfriend. Yeah, your girlfriend. I don't wanna hear about it if you're gonna get back with your girlfriend. Every day you change your picture. Are you still with her? Don't wanna live without it when we play. You're so damn cryptic, but I'm addicted. That's what you like about it. You touch my hand under the table. You want my love, but you know I'm not able. If you're gonna get back with your girlfriend, yeah, your girlfriend. I don't wanna hear about it if you're gonna get back with your girlfriend. Yeah, your girlfriend. I don't wanna hear about it if you're gonna get back with your girlfriend. Ooh, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, oh, what would she do if she knew that you said that you wished I was in your bed? Do you think she'd leave you instead? What would she do if she knew that you said that you wished I was in your bed? Do you think she'd leave you instead? Yeah, your girlfriend. Yeah, your girlfriend. I know that you'll think about me even if you get back with your girlfriend. Yeah, your girlfriend. I know that you think about me even if you get back with your girlfriend. Ooh, does she know what you said? Even if you get back with your girlfriend. Ooh, oh, I know how you feel about me even if you get back with your girlfriend.
There it is, the new single from Kara Aster, and it's called
Thank
Girlfriend.
You.
So, did you write that after a big fight? Did you write that?
Yeah.
Some of the best songs come out of breakups and fights and things like that.
Yeah. I was in this very weird kind of, like, emotional relationship thing with someone, and they had a girlfriend, and didn't really go over well.
The triangles don't work well.
No, big love triangle mess. No. So I was very angry when I wrote that. So, but hey, my first angry song, I think.
Did you play it for him on the phone and say, "There, this is for you"?
I didn't play from the phone, but they totally have heard it. So,
So you got your redemption.
I guess so, yeah.
So, you know, I read where you don't like to talk about personal stuff, but you sing about it. So how does that
work
for you?
Yeah, I mean, that is just a weird contradiction. Maybe it's the Gemini thing. I don't know. But I feel like I am so bad at opening up to people unless it's through my songs. And, like, I don't really share a lot and have difficulty talking like that. But then I tell everything so honestly in my music. So it's very weird because everyone – it's like the whole world knows my personal life, but not – I guess the exact little details.
No details. Yeah. Just keep it general. I'm sure, but that, you know, a lot of people can relate to the song you just sang.
Yeah.
I mean, so what's your favorite subject matter to write about? Is it heartbreak or?
Yeah, I guess so. Or just relationships in general. I think that love is such a powerful thing, and it comes with so many good things and bad things, and it's all wrapped up. And not to write about that would be impossible to me. So I think that that's like where I'm feeling the most stuff, at least currently. I mean, I'm young and experiencing all of this.
That's the scary thing about being in a relationship with a songwriter, is eventually, one way or another, you're going to end up as the subject of a song.
I know. It is scary. And like, I've definitely had people upset about what I've written before, but I think they understand it, too.
So Do you do a lot of international touring? Have you performed out of the U.S.?
I haven't. Do you know what's crazy? I've actually never been out of the U.S. besides Canada.
Even on a vacation?
Never.
Oh, it's time you get out of the States.
Yeah, it's like really time. So
you're due.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll probably I'll be out of the U.S. once I start touring more.
Are you? So. Is this, you're funding this all yourself? Or do you have a label
with you?
No,
so I'm signed to an indie label called Blue Elan Records.
Great.
And I've been with them since my first EP came out. Mm-hmm.
And I see tattoos on your, I see a little one peeking through your sleeve.
Yeah, I've got some things
on your
on
neck
this
and
arm,
you,
on my
you're,
neck.
You're a
yeah.
girl who likes artwork?
Yeah, I'm very into art, and I grew up as like a painter and a drawer. So,
and any tattoos you're trying to cover up or get rid of?
No, no, this is like
no
a
guy
fern
name
leaf.
That you sell. We got to get rid of that one.
No, definitely no guy's name.
That's a good decision.
Yeah.
Good decision. All right. Well, I mean, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you and to have you in our studios in D.C. And
thank you so much.
You're very refreshing to talk to. And so, what about 2019? What beyond the new EP or album? Is it going to be an album or an EP? Full studio album?
I think I'm going to put out a few singles first and then see how I feel about either putting out a full record or an EP. Mm-hmm.
What other plans do you have for the next year ahead?
I just am in the process now of getting ready to shoot a music video for the next single. So that'll be being shot in January. And I'm just really prepping for this next single and then starting to tour. And I've gotten my live band together, and so I can do all the songs like fully produced on the road, which will be really fun.
Is there anything you want to do that you haven't done yet? Something that kind of would really be out of the box or out of the your comfort zone?
I think what has been out of my comfort zone is like acting in my videos and directing them. So that's what I've been doing recently and loving that. And I'm going to be playing the bass live, which I've never done before either. So that's kind of out of my comfort zone. So we'll see.
And how about collaborations?
Collaborations are so many people I'd love to collaborate with or even songwrite for. I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande. So like I would love to write a really solid pop song for her.
All right,
that'd
well, we'll
really
give her
fun.
A call later. And see.
Yeah, like, let's call her out.
Let's call her.
After this.
All right, well, you know, New Year's resolution. I mean, now we're getting into 2019, so.
New Year's resolution. I think to be as honest with myself and everyone in my life as possible.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great one. All right, well, I'm going to ask if you do another song for us.
Yeah, I'm going to do a brand new one called Wash You Away. Just after
this might be the new single, is it? No, definitely not.
This is not the new one, but it's going to be one soon.
It's going to be one.
Yeah.
All right.
Guessing all the games we play.
play. And to know that it's hard, 'cause a part of your heart stays with me when the train rolls away. Do you convince yourself it's nothing, just to get you through the day? I can start up the washer and dryer, but if I'm honest, I want you to stay. My counters and glasses, your lips on the rims. Walk down the hallway, footprints where you've been. And my pillowcase even smells like you. You're staying in everything. I can watch you.
Thank you. You're a great singer. I'm so excited for, you know, the next album when it comes out.
Thank you. I'm stoked too. I'll absolutely come back. Totally.
Right. So give us all your social media sites where people can reach out and find you.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you type in Car Astor, which is CARASTOR, that is how you can find me on Spotify and Facebook, Instagram, but Instagram and Twitter in particular are at CARASTORRR.
Oh, you needed some extra R's.
Extra R's at the end there, yeah.
And what about a website for you?
Just caraster.com.
And people can get the album on your website, in addition to Amazon, iTunes, all these?
Yep, everything.
All right.
It's all there.
We're looking forward to it in 2019.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great year for you.
And
I know.
Thank you guys for having and supporting me. I appreciate it.
No, we're happy. Fellow Geminis, we got to stick
together. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Car Astor is our guest, and you are tuned to Border Crossings.
The best hour of your day is right here, Border Crossings.
I'm Larry London. Thank you so much for joining us on Border Crossings. For all the requests and dedications, this is your station, and this is your hour. Every day, 1500 Universal. We'll be back in 23 hours, and we'll do this again. We've got some special programming planned for you tomorrow, a very special hour. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's program, so do come back and join us on Border Crossings. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Vince, our director and producer of today's show. Thanks again to Car Astor for joining us in the first half. My name is Larry London. Have a wonderful evening. I'll see you again soon on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.